That cold case you're listening to? Nasty stuff. But you know what else is a crime? Missing even a moment of whatever you're doing to go on a drink run. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered in under 60 minutes. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
All right, folks, welcome back once again. It's time for the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by Chris Sinzak.
Happy New Year, bud.
Happy New Year to you too, man. We made it a whole year.
I know. Got my lampshade ready and everything.
Yeah, no Mayan apocalypse. None of that BS.
It's party time.
It's 2013. This is going to be the greatest year ever.
Especially for this show.
We've got a lot of all the cool stuff we're going to get to do this next year, all the fine music we're going to be able to turn the people on to, the people with resplendent taste in music.
That's right, and yeah. Some big interviews planned for this year, some more interaction with you, the listeners, some actual merchandise this year.
Oh, yeah, we're going to open up a whole shop for you guys.
Yeah, we want your money. Thank you, Gene Simmons, for teaching me.
We learn from the best.
That's right.
Or the worst.
Well, we give you a free show every week, so hopefully we'll all enjoy the new year in 2013. And
you know you want a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want one.
Me too.
And I don't even get one free, but I want one. So, but yeah, 2013 is going to be a big year, and we hope you enjoyed last week's Motley special. If you're a new listener, thanks for jumping on board. We hope you'll stay.
It was good to have a very Motley Christmas.
It was. It was a good time, and we need to do like album specific shows, and we could like maybe do a whole show on one of their records or something.
Whoa, slow down. We've already got plenty on our plate for 2013.
We've got to sit down and plan it all out.
But we're still always open to suggestions, especially on the Facebook page, because that's where we get our Geek of the Week.
Yep, and Facebook.com/DecibelGeek is where you go. Just like the page and join in.
Yeah, we invite you guys to be a part of the conversation with us. There's always cool stuff going on the Facebook page, talking about this versus that. What are your favorite songs off this album?
Yeah.
What are your suggestions for upcoming episodes? It's all there on the Facebook page.
Yeah, join in and talk to us. And this week's Geek of the Week for the new year, congratulations, Scott Lull from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit Rock City,
that's
baby.
That's a rock and roll town.
You know it is.
So Scott's a big Kiss fan, but he likes the show in general, and recently asked, which I don't know that we've covered it in depth, and we won't do it in depth now, but wanted to know our opinions on Paul Stanley's vocal condition over the last couple of tours. What do you think of the way Paul's voice has gone?
I think Paul Stanley is as sexy as ever.
Yeah. What about the voice?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Everybody's voice. We all get older.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
And I think that's the main point.
We all get older. Everybody does.
He's gotten older. And, I mean, I think there's definitely some damage done. But when you sing like Paul does for almost 40 years, you know, you're going to have some wear and tear.
He wails.
I mean, he lasted longer with an amazing voice than a lot of people would have. So
there's a lot of bands out there that got lead singers that are in a lot worse shape than Paul Stanley.
And Halen.
Leopard.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I Paul and Kiss, they can go out and play live if they want to. It's up to you if you think it's worth going to see them. But you can make that decision on your own. You know, he's definitely had some wear and tear. I'll say it worked out good on the last couple of studio albums. They made it work.
I was going to say, he sounds damn good on Monster.
As you'll hear later. And yeah. Scott Lull from Detroit, you know, enjoy being Geek of the Week.
And thank you for joining the conversation with us.
So, we've thought, what better way to go into 2013 than to playing some of our favorite tracks from 2012?
We said, let's do a Radio Sucks radio show, because even right now, as we speak, there are radio stations out there not playing you the rock and roll that you deserve.
And there was a lot of good rock released in 2012
that
didn't get any play, and we're going to do it for
you. There was a lot of bands that came out with albums that I didn't even know came out with albums in 2012.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out all that as we adventure.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we decide, you know, and actually we're just going to do just a straight up radio suck show, which if you don't know the format, it's just we play stuff that we like that typically you'll never hear on the radio.
Yeah, stuff that gets ignored elsewhere that shouldn't be.
And I started putting my picks together, and as I got through three of the five picks, and I was like, all of these were released in 2012. So I was like, hey, why don't we just do a best of 2012? And I know a lot of people do the best of 2012, but, you know, we got some interesting picks here. I'm proud of all of our picks here.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff. Should we go ahead and kick it off?
Yeah,
who's going first?
I don't know.
I'll go first.
You go first.
Why not? I'll go first. Here's an album came out right here in the year 2012 on January 5th, talking about L.A. Guns with Hollywood Forever. Now, this is L.A. Guns' 10th studio album. Well, sort of. Kind of. I don't know. It's hard to keep track.
Which lineup?
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of how many albums they're at and which branches off where. But this is the Phil Lewis, Steve Riley version of L.A. Guns. No Tracy Guns here.
But it's a great record.
It is a great record with Stacey Blades on lead guitar.
Who just left the band.
I was going to say was just replaced last week by new guitarist Frankie Wilsey.
Wilsey.
Former guitarist from the Sea Hags and Arcade.
It was actually a couple
weeks
those bands?
Ago. Yeah. Was it a couple weeks
ago?
Oh, yeah. I guess that was a while back now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Podcast.
Either way, this is a pretty awesome album. It's called Hollywood Forever, produced by Andy Johns.
Oh, yeah.
Very famous producer. Did a lot of stuff for a long time. A lot of great songs on this one. Eel Pie is pretty killer. Vine Street Shimmy, You Better Not Love Me. This actually reached 25 on Billboard.
Really?
In the year 2012.
It's pretty strong showing for L.A. Guns.
2012, L.A. Guns.
And where was it on the radio?
Exactly. Here's a band that is actually charting with their album sales. L.A. Guns getting played on your local radio station?
Nope.
Probably not. But hey, welcome to the Decibel Geek Podcast. Check this one out. It's brand new. Well, this year brand new anyway. Dirty Black Night. We'll be right back.
All right, L.A. Guns off the Hollywood Forever album.
Sounds like classic L.A.
It
Guns
does.
To me. The whole album's really good.
Yeah.
There's only one thing missing.
What's that?
Tracy Guns.
Yeah, I'd like to see him and Phil and him get back together again and do some stuff.
I mean, it's like the revolving door of guitar players in this version of L.A. Guns, but none of them, you know, no disrespect to Reb Beach or Stacey Blades or anybody, but, I mean, it's not really L.A. Guns to me without Tracy Guns.
I think I'm scheduled to play for them in July.
Really? That's cool because I'm supposed to pick up with them in August.
Okay, in August.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you're...
My mom's going to play with them in
November,
I think. So, not to trash them. I love L.A. Guns, but man.
My dog will be playing lead guitar by December.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Cool. He'll have his own signature model guitar.
But even he is not as good as Tracy Guns.
That's right. Yeah, Tracy. I'd like to see Tracy and Axl do some stuff together.
That'd be pretty awesome. Way back. You know, I got to see when Tracy Guns was touring with Jizzy Pearl on lead vocals, and that was killer. That was
Karabi
really good.
Karabi played with him, too, for a while.
It's amazing.
Yeah, everyone's played in LA Guns.
And here they are, still in 2012, putting out albums.
That's right. All right, well, so for my first pick, this is one. And I got to thank Dominic from Maximum Threshold, who carries us every Friday night on the affiliate stream. Maximum Threshold Radio is on every Saturday night. Just go to MaximumThreshold.net.
What's happening, Maximum Threshold listeners?
Dominic, you're a saint, man. You send me and Aaron music all the time to check out, and you've turned us on to some great stuff. Some stuff I don't know about, but there's one album you turned me on in 2012 that was just, it's one of my favorite albums of the year, and it's by a band called Eclipse. And this is like a seriously great, it's a newer band, but with an old school sound. And it really hits the sweet spot of what I liked from the 80s with melodic vocals, good shredding guitars.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of a, what was it you compared them to?
I don't know, kind of like Shadows Fall, but
Shadows
they got
Fall.
That like Maiden feel to them a little bit.
I almost hear a little bit of the 87 Whitesnake album when I listen to that, like the guitar playing.
Yeah,
kind of John
a little
Sykes.
Dio too, kind
of. Yeah, a little bit of that. And there's a lot of great...
good stuff. Them are all good things to be compared to.
Yeah, there's a lot, and there's a lot of... This whole album is good. I'm not kidding you. Start to finish, it's great. If you like melodic metal, it's a great album. And
that's our job. As we get turned on to stuff, it is now our turn to turn you on to it.
And we've played pieces of a couple of their songs for intros to the show, but I picked this song today because this was my top workout song of 2012. And I started going to the gym.
He's a maniac.
Yeah.
Oh, not
this song
that
is
one.
Tailor made for a Rocky film. If there was ever another Rocky film made,
yeah,
this would fit.
I could see that.
And
yeah,
all I'll say is this song. It's a weird connection, but this song kind of connects me to Old Man Balls. You know, let me explain that.
What? Old Man Balls?
I don't have the kind of money to go to like a really upscale gym, so I have to go to the local Y.
Right.
Make your village people joke. Go ahead.
But at the Y.
Yeah. And it's like, it's weird. If you go to a YMCA, it never fails. No matter what time of day you go into, you'll go into the locker room to take your shower, and it never fails. There will always be at least one old man walking around with his balls hanging down by his knees.
Hmm.
And they always walk up to you like, there's just nothing wrong with that at all. Hey, how you doing? How about that Titans game last weekend? And I'm
how about it?
And I'm thinking, dude, cover those things up. And
wow.
So, yeah, so I connect this song with Old Man Balls.
That's why I stick with the 40-ounce curls. At home.
The 40-ounce curls? Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that one. Okay, so anyway, enough about Old Man Balls. This is Eclipse with a track called Ain't Dead Yet.
Left
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You ain't dead yet?
Yeah.
But your balls are hanging down to your ankles?
Oh, God. I didn't even make that connection, but thanks. You just connected the song to the old man balls even more.
Crazy.
But yeah.
How does this show do that sometimes?
I don't know. Where else are you going to go to hear stories about old men's floppy balls in the YMCA? And hear great music at the same time.
Exactly. That's the thing. And talking about great music, oh, man, this one is awesome. I actually got this as a gift from my good friend Tommy for my birthday back in May, but it came out in March. I'm talking about Overkill. We play a lot of Overkill on this show. Why? Because Overkill comes out with an album pretty much every year.
Yeah, and you don't hear them on many other shows.
Well, no, you sure ain't hearing them on the radio. But again, welcome to the Decibel Geek Podcast. Overkill's 16th studio album, Bobby the Blitz Ellsworth, is back with Dave Lynch on guitar, the Skull on rhythm guitar, the one and only D.D. Verney, one of the best bass players I've ever seen in my life, and Ron
Lipnicki.
Lipnicki, thank you for that.
Yeah, on great
drums.
Drummer.
Yeah, he's awesome. This album, I got to say it, it's fucking awesome. It's called The Electric Age, and it's amazing. The whole thing is just amazing. Check it out for yourselves right here. You just got to crank it. It's called Wish You Were Dead.
And now, Deep Thoughts with David Lee Roth.
I said, hey, we should put a drum for Al, and we should put a guitar for Ed, and a bass for Mike, and I should be represented by a baby's arm holding an apple.
Listen to the Decibel Geek podcast on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones with Stitcher. Stitcher's smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Proving to the world that Nashville is about more than banjo picking and sister banging. This is the Decibel Geek Podcast.
All right, welcome to the year 2013. I'm all caught up now.
You sure?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, that's right. We're celebrating the first new episode of the Decibel Geek Podcast in the year 2013 by looking back on our favorite albums from the year 2012. And now it's your turn.
Yeah, everybody did a lot of their year 2012 best of last week, so we had to be different and do it this week.
We were still celebrating a Motley Christmas last week.
Priorities. Yeah. So, and one album that flew under my radar till later on in the year was the new Dokken album, Broken Bones.
Dokken came out with a new album this year?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Came out in the fall, and
who's all in Dokken nowadays?
It's Don Dokken, Mick Brown on drums, head writer Wally Norton interviewed earlier in 2012.
Wild Mick Brown.
John Levin on guitar and Sean McNabb on the bass. And
right on.
You know, George Lynch is a huge part of the Dokken sound, and I won't dispute that.
Right, for sure.
So I was really hesitant to even listen to this because I was like, how do you have a Dokken album without George Lynch?
It's like an LA Guns album without Tracy
Guns.
Right.
But I have to say, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And John Levin does a really good job. He's not completely aping Lynch's sound, but it's not too far off the beaten path from what he did. It sounds like something Lynch would have done.
So this is kind of like Axl Rose calling his latest album Guns N' Roses.
This is closer to real Dokken, though, than Axl's project is.
Yeah,
to Guns
okay.
N' Roses.
Fair enough.
This sounds like what Dokken would have put out. Democracy does not sound like anything Slash would have been involved in.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Let's check it out.
What do you got?
It was hard. There's a number of good songs on here, but I decided to pick this song here. It's called Burning Tears.
Somehow we survive. Rise up from your loneliness and cast away your fears. Shadows, they keep calling through the misty morning. They say what's done is done when there's nothing left to lose.
Cool, man. Sounds like classic docking to me.
Yeah, I like how guitar heavy it is.
It's just missing one thing.
George Lynch.
George Lynch.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, Levin does a great job.
Yeah, he
on
does.
The guitar
I mean, it does sound really good. You know, all the docking purists aren't gonna, you know, it's gonna be the same thing. You should call it the Don Docking Band. But, you know, it is what it is. And like Toby Wright told us, you know, as long as these guys are still putting out music, that's all that counts. As long as it's good, that's all that matters.
Yeah, could be much worse.
I agree with Toby Wright.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, we got more music. A lot of great stuff came out in 2012. I've got one for you. You know, and I always say it, I'm not big on horns and saxophones and stuff, but this song, I think I dig it anyway, even though it's got that stuff. Talking about Local H came out with a new album in 2012 called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. Came out in August. It's their seventh studio album. The title is taken from a 1930s movie about the Great Depression.
Oh, really?
Which makes sense because this is a concept album about the political and economic situation in the United States right now.
Well, there's nothing to talk about there, is there? Yeah. Nobody ever talks anything political.
Well, other than all that, you know, there's amazing drum work on there by Brian St. Clair. And, you know, and I said this a couple weeks ago on the Apocalypse Songs episode that I was going to spend the night of December 20th. Mm-hmm. At the Local H show.
Yeah, how was
it? It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was an awesome show. That drummer is so good.
Now, these guys are from your neck of the woods, aren't they?
They're from Chicago. Well, they're from a little town called Zion, Illinois, which is pretty much right on the Wisconsin-Illinois border.
Gotcha.
And, man, it was a cool show. The lead singer, Scott Lucas, you know, he's vocalist and the bass player and the guitar player all in one. He actually opened up the show himself, just by himself, just him and his acoustic guitar all playing some songs. That was the opening act. And then they had another band play 100 Watt Opera. Those guys were really good.
Yeah, I know those guys.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to play some of their stuff coming up here. We'll do another Radio Sucks show soon. I'm going to play that. I promised them I would. And those guys impressed the hell out of me that night. And then Local H came out and just kicked ass. You know, and they played some of their classic stuff, played some of their new stuff. I'm going to give you a taste of something new right now. This one's called Here Come Old Laptop. Sound familiar?
Come Together by the Beatles?
Kind of, but this is totally different.
Here Come Old Laptop. go. It's always you know. Ask yourself by day you're frozen. Need to be the boss. Just about the cost of each and every loss. Ask yourself by day you're frozen.
A little local H.
Man, I love that band.
So how much of that show do you remember?
I was, you know, to tell you, you know as well as anybody that's ever hung out with me, I'm a lot of fun to go to a concert with.
Is fun the word?
Well, entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the guy, I go with my wife and she's like, no, don't, keep, no. But it's too late. You know, my buddy Tommy's with us that night and he's like, oh yeah. You know, and I'm talking to Local H while they're on the stage in the middle of the set, carrying on a conversation with them while the whole crowd is staring at us while we're bullshitting in the middle of their set. So it's never a dull moment with Aaron Camaro
at a concert.
I love going out and having a few beers and enjoying great music. And, you know, I get in the mood, I get in the spirit, and I have a good time. I had a really good time at that show with Local H. I recommend that new album to anybody.
Cool. Good track.
Anything by that band.
Yeah. All right. Well, my next pick, and this is a weird... The story behind my next pick is a true testament to how awesome rock and music podcasts are, and compared to, especially in comparison to radio.
I thought you were going to say in comparison to the Decibel Geek podcast.
Well, that too, no. But no.
Well, definitely compared to radio. Yeah. I mean, that's why we do the Radio Sucks Radio show.
And especially Nashville radio. You're not going to hear anything out of left field in Nashville.
I'm going to tell you something. It's the same everywhere.
Yeah, but Nashville,
I got a buddy that's up in Minnesota, you know, and he's a rock and roller, and he says, man, it just sucks.
It does.
You know, and I talked to my old friends back on Z104 in central Wisconsin. They're playing the same old stuff, unless they're doing something special, you know, like they did for the recent Pigathon I got to do a appearance on. What was that?
Somebody shooting fireworks outside.
Nice.
I don't know. Either that or it's a... automatic gun. Well, let's not go into talk about guns.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. They're celebrating along with us. Wow, that's some weird timing. But yeah, as I played earlier, I played Eclipse. That's a newer group. This is another newer group, and this shows the power of podcasting, because I got into this song not only through one other podcast, but through two. And the first show I got it into it from is, well, kind of the granddaddy of all of us that do rock and metal shows, and that's Talking Metal.
Oh, yeah.
And
John Astronomy
and Mark Striegel.
My buddy.
Aaron met John at a local horror convention because John is Ace Frehley's personal assistant.
Yeah. He was super cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And,
really cool guy.
And, you know, and Mark's been doing that show with John for I don't know how long. They even had a TV show of it. And so they go; those guys kind of, you know, set the groundwork for what we do, and I still listen to that show, and I love it. And Mark Striegel played this track by this group called In This Moment. And I see pictures of this group, and they got a really foxy, you know, front woman singing for them named Maria Brink, I think. And but I never really listened to much of their tunes because it's like, well, the name makes me sound like it's going to be something I don't dig. Because there's another metal band with a female singer named In Flames, and I think I confused the two groups.
Yeah.
Because In Flames is a bit too Cookie Monster-ish for me. So Mark played this track called Whore from this group, and I was like, that's pretty damn good. But it didn't...
I love whores.
Yeah, I do too. But it didn't totally click at the time. I was like, that's kind of cool. And then I was listening to another show, a show called Metal Moment, hosted by a Japanese guy named Shiaki.
Nice.
Who I've become friends with, and he'll do like part of his show in English and part in Japanese.
Rock and Roll Ninja.
And as we mentioned, Dokken earlier, he's a huge George Lynch and Dokken fan. So,
right on.
He's also a fan of Talking Metal, as all of us are. And he was like, "Yeah, I was listening to Talking Metal, and Mark Strigl played this track, and I really like it, so I'm going to play it." So now I'm going to be the third rock and metal podcast to carry on the tradition of playing this really cool tune that you probably won't hear on the radio.
But trust us, it's not secondhand.
No, this is a great track. This is In This Moment. With Whore.
I'm the girl you're thinking about, the one thing you can live without. Yeah, I'm the girl you've been waiting for. I have you down on your knees, I love you begging for more. You probably thought I wouldn't get this far. You thought I'd end up in the back of a car. You probably thought that I'd never escape. I'd be a ride in a cage, I'd be a slave to this place. You don't know how hard I fought to survive. Waking up alone when I was left to die. And you don't know.
Like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's not definitely not a classic rock sounding tune, but it make you bounce your head back and forth.
I do like it. I mean, I think the guitars could be brought up in the mix a little bit more, but that's just me. I'm a rock and roller.
It's a catchy tune, though.
It is catchy. I like the way she sings. Very unique.
Yeah, I love that voice. I love the accent she's got.
You know who's got a cool accent?
Who's that?
Jesse James Dupri.
He's got an accent.
He's got an accent, all right. Yeah, talking about bands that came out with music in 2012. Jackal, oh, they're alive and kicking. They're still kicking ass. Came out with a new one on July 31st called Best in Show. What can I say about it? It's Jackal. It's Jackal through and through.
They said, rock me, roll me, jackal me off.
Yeah, they did. And they meant it. And just as much as they meant it back in the early 2000s, here in 2012, they meant it as well. I mean, like I said, can't say nothing more about it. It's good old Jackal. And you're going to find out for yourself right now here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. You're going to love this one. It's better than chicken.
I like poutine better than chicken. I like laughing better than bitching. Share my smoke if you're not stitching. I like poutine better than chicken. Well, I'm a walking down your dirty road. I got the backwoods of Georgia running through my veins. To be the last man standing that can never abstain from a good time. Breeze blowing in my face. I'll be the last man standing if you want a race. And I'm a swinging low like a big rock star. I'm a revving out my muscle car. Said I like poutine better than chicken. I like laughing better than bitching. Share my smoke if you're not stitching. I like poutine better than chicken. I like poutine better than chicken. I like laughing better than bitching. Share my smoke if you're not stitching. I like poutine better than chicken.
Yeah, welcome back, Decibel Geek Podcast. Celebrating the best of 2012 as we go into 2013. A lot of good stuff we've played so far.
There's one thing I'd like to say about that last song that we played, that Jackal song.
What's that?
Here's the thing about Jackal. They're like Pink Floyd, you know? They're so cerebral. Yeah. You know, you really...
cerebral.
The lyrics really speak to you. If you stop for a moment and think about the lyrics, you too might say, I also like poontang better than chicken.
A lot of complex stuff to think about there.
I can agree with that.
You're speaking of Jackal, but let's go ahead and go. Let's get on the Jackal train for a minute. I remember when Jackal first came
out. I'll get on the Jackal train anytime.
Do you remember the video for I Stand Alone?
Yeah.
With them playing on a flatbed trailer in front of Kmart?
Yeah, they used to take that flatbed trailer all over the place, including central Wisconsin when I worked on radio.
If I'm remembering right, they're from Kennesaw, Georgia, which is where I partially grew up. I spent 8 years there. And that's the Kmart they filmed that video in front of.
Nice.
And I was living in Kennesaw when that video came out. And word got around quickly that, hey, this is a local band.
Right.
But it was being played on Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
And it was just so bizarre watching this band on MTV playing in front of the Kmart that I used to buy Garbage Pail Kids cards inside of.
Wow.
It was a trip.
Your accent doesn't sound anything
That's
like Jesse
That's because I've lived
James
all
Dupree.
Over.
Oh, okay.
I've lived all over, so it's kind of muddled. If I drink a few beers, I get more redneck.
Yeah.
And I get my chainsaw out and start cutting people's stuff in half like he did on Tom Green's show. But, Jackal.
Jackal's amazing. One of the best experiences I ever seen in concert was years ago. Jackal was doing a show, and Jesse Dupree was going to do his chainsaw thing. And he said, stop the show, stop the show. And everybody stopped playing. And he said, I want everybody to look here. There's this little rock and roll kid right here in the front row. This little rock and roll kid, he's been singing along to every single song we've played so far. He knows all the words. Mm-hmm. Give me this kid. Mm-hmm. And they put the kid up on stage, and Jesse Dupree gets him down and helps the kid work the chainsaw to apart the stool during the show. It was amazing. I bet you that kid will never forget it.
Probably not.
That kid was waiting in line somewhere to get that album this year.
And now he's probably a lumberjack somewhere.
How cool is that, though? You know, the dude stopped the show because that little kid knew every word and brought him up on stage.
Do you think the kid knew the line, I've jacked my lumber baby since my chainsaw you?
He knew all the rest of it.
I'd pay good money to see a little kid sing that line. That's awesome.
It was very cool. Love that band, Jackal. Great stuff.
Check them out.
There's some good bands still coming out with stuff in 2012.
Yeah, and
including
our favorite band of all.
Oh, who could that be?
Kiss. You got to say it like you mean it.
Kiss.
Yeah. This is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Please remove your panties.
Yeah. So, Kiss came out with Monster. And I had some people that just automatically assumed that this would be my album of the year. And it, close but no cigar, it's my number two album.
Same here.
Yeah. I liked it a lot, but it didn't quite make it to the top. And I'll play the top one after this. But Monster has a lot of great tracks on it. Gene's bass tone is ferocious. I love it.
I like it a lot.
There's a lot of just good straight up sex songs on this album, which that's what you want out of a Kiss album.
That's what you expect.
You don't
out of
need
a Kiss
music
album
from the Elder. You want them talking about groupies and stuff. So a lot of great stuff, and we've gone on at length, especially at one of our bonus tracks on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. We went on, did a full-on Monster review, so we're not going to rehash that now. But one of my favorite song on the album, at least this week, is...
Right, mine changes all the time, too. I still listen to it quite a bit.
This track right here, which has a good Humble Pie influence, this is Kiss from Monster with Shout Mercy.
Sympathy.
That's one of my favorite songs on Monster.
It's awesome. All the way around. The solo's even really good. Got to give Tommy Thayer a little bit of credit there.
I'll give Tommy Thayer a lot of credit. He played pretty kick-ass on this album, and it wasn't like the Ace Frehley mimic off the previous album.
This was more of him.
This was more of him, and you know what? If he's stepping out on his own, he did a hell of a job on this album.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
And Eric Singer, you can't never complain about Eric Singer. That dude kicks ass every day of the week.
Yeah, good
twice
solid drummer.
Some days.
Yeah, if he's playing with Alice Cooper too. Yeah, totally. All right, what's your what's
so
your
now
next
it's
pick?
My turn. Here's one that came out in 2012, sort of.
What?
Well, it was released in 2012. I'm talking about Pantera.
I've got a little news for you.
Uh huh.
Can't really have a new Pantera song in 2012.
Well, I know that, but...
There's kind of a missing ingredient there.
But here's the missing ingredient. Here's a song called Piss.
Oh, okay, from the reissue.
Right, it was the reissue. This was a song by Pantera that had never been heard before 2012. So therefore, it qualifies right here on the Radio Sucks radio show. It is a cheat. But hey, for this song, I'd cheat that and a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, this one here... Vinnie Paul says it's the last of the unreleased Pantera songs.
Really? That's all they've thrown out?
That's all there is. According to Vinnie Paul. Crank this one up. It's the brand new track from Pantera.
Cheater.
Never thought you'd say that in 2012. This one's called Piss. What other great music came out in 2012? Rush came out with Clockwork Angels.
Good album.
One of the heaviest Rush albums I've heard in a long time. Marilyn Manson, Born Villain. Yeah. I checked out some of that, kind of doing research for this.
Yeah.
Didn't make my cut.
I think I'm off the Manson train.
Metallica, Beyond Magnetic, came out with the 4-song EP. Did you know that?
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. I love Death Magnetic, but I didn't care much for
the
EP.
There's a song on there, the EP called Hate Train.
Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's really
good. Had a good riff.
I like that. UFO comes out with 7 Deadly. That's their 20th studio album.
I really wish they would come to Nashville. I want to see them live.
That would be pretty cool. Biohazard is back in 2012 with Born in Defiance. Produced by our good friend Toby Wright.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, new stuff from them. Aerosmith, Music from Another Dimension.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Did not like it.
I didn't really care for it either.
Too many ballads.
Yeah.
Quit trying for the radio hit, guys.
See, thank you to Kiss for going the opposite road
of
Aerosmith.
Doing what sounded good.
Papa Roach, The Connection. I bought that CD for my wife for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Gave it to her early.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
Is it?
It's actually pretty damn good. Other bands out in 2012, Hell Yeah, Testament, Accept. We were talking about Accept not too long ago.
Yeah, Stalingrad, yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, did you know that?
Came out with a new album. I don't think it had a lot of hype behind it, and I had a lot of fans liked it, but I listened to a few tracks, and I was like, I don't hear it. It just sounds like generic version of Skynyrd to me.
Yeah. COC, Lamb of God, Down, came out with an EP this year. Offspring's got new music. Live album from Iron Maiden. Speaking of Iron Maiden, you know who else came out with a new album in 2012?
Who?
Blaze Bailey.
Really?
Yeah, remember him?
All 6 of his fans will be thrilled.
His album's called The King of Metal.
I'm going to get shit for saying that.
Also in 2012, Garbage, remember them?
Yeah, they came back.
They got new stuff. Tenacious D came out with a new one. The Cult came out with a new one. I was listening to some of that. There's some good stuff on there, yeah. Fear Factory.
Yeah.
Even Municipal Waste, those guys are good. Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, if you want to call it that. Yeah,
yeah, that's the problem. I checked it out thinking, oh, yeah, cool, you know, new Smashing Pumpkins, that'd be great for the show.
No James Iha.
There's no, it doesn't rock, you know, like some Smashing Pumpkins rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Pink Floyd, you know, some of it rocks, kind of like Rush, some of it rocks.
Yeah.
But on this one, not so much. Not so much.
Linkin
Park. Hey, that doesn't fit on here because they're actually playing that on radio.
Stinking fart.
Serge Tankian, he's got his solo stuff out. POD, Soul Asylum.
Yeah, I heard they came back.
I haven't heard it yet, though. The Darkness, Stone Sour.
I like The Darkness.
Darkness, their guitar work is really good. I have a hard time with grasping the singer. A lot of bands supposedly going to come out with albums this year, including Alice in Chains. They got a single.
Yeah, the new
single
sounds
released.
Good. Yeah.
Buck Cherry's supposed to be coming out with
something.
Have
you heard their new song?
No.
It's called Gluttony.
Yeah?
It's great, and the music's awesome. But I was having this talk with Mitch LaFon, our friend who also does Dropping the Needle podcast and Three Sides of the Coin. I love the song, but it's almost like Buck Cherry's got a quota for the F word. And it's I'm fine with you saying fuck all you like, but it's like when it sounds like you're forcing yourself to say 4 or 5 times saying fuck, it's like it almost sounds forced to me.
You know, and I can relate with that because when we first started doing the podcast, it was like you were like, it's okay to swear.
Yeah.
So then if like we did an episode and I felt like I hadn't sworn enough, I would like force myself to swear.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, it's like you're going for street cred.
Right.
And Buck Cherry does that lately.
Buck Cherry doesn't need any street
It's a shame
cred.
Though because they're amazing.
They are a great band.
See, if you see Buck Cherry in a small club, you'll love them.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Fate's Warning. Are supposed to be coming out with a new album. These bands are running out of time. Guns N' Roses were rumored. Let's start this whole... This was what the Mayans were talking about, the whole cycle of the new Guns N' Roses album.
Oh, God.
It's on a 20-year cycle.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got 18 more years to go. There was a rumor that it might be done by 2012.
Not a chance.
Didn't happen. So, you know, maybe in 20 years, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Jesus. I'm not getting my hopes up for a new Guns N' Roses album.
You never know. We'll have to see how it goes.
There'll be No, I'm not going to go that line again.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, I already used that one.
All right, so that's pretty much rundown. ZZ Top, can't forget them.
Yeah,
those guys.
That album
is actually really good.
Yeah,
I recommend that to anybody.
Yeah, we played Guts to Get Paid earlier
in
the year. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so we were on top of that. But all right, now I've got the last pick, right?
You do.
Okay, this is my number one album of 2012. Without a doubt.
Before you, my number one album?
What was yours?
It wasn't Kiss.
Not Kiss.
Overkill.
Overkill?
Overkill, The Electric Age.
Well, some great playing on there. Some great production for
Amazing.
Overkill, too. But this was, this is without question my number one of 2012. And here's why. The reason why is this album came out, I think, early in the year, February or March. And I spun it repeatedly, and then I stopped for months. Because I was waiting for Kiss's album to come out, and I wanted to see how Kiss stood up against it. Kiss's album is great.
Yes.
But then I pulled this album back out and listened to it, and I'm like, nope, this is the clear winner. I'm talking about Van Halen's A Different Kind of Truth.
Great album.
I am still in shock that Van Halen was able to pull such an amazing album out after this many years without playing with Roth.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
After this many
These
years of
guys
being inactive,
have what something. It's special. It's not everybody has that connection.
Yeah, but they,
you know, there's something between the Van Halen brothers and Diamond Dave that when they're together in the same room, it's magical.
Well, there's all the arguments people like to make. Well, they dug out. They went off of old demos.
It was magical then.
But
it's
magical
now.
But it was demos from a magical time. Why not use that stuff and make it into something better?
Here's news for you, fans. They all do it.
Yeah.
They all do it.
And also everybody's like, well, no Michael Anthony. I'm like, Wolfgang.
That does suck.
But Wolfgang did a great job.
And I will agree with that.
But Dave.
But it still sucks.
It does. Dave's vocals, you know, he's never been the greatest vocals, but I'll say his lyrics. These are some of the best lyrics that he has ever written.
I thought he sounded great, too.
On the album, he sounds great. Live. Yeah. But on the album, amazing. But the star, without question, on this album is Eddie.
For sure.
I mean,
as it should be. It is a Van Halen album, after all.
It was sad watching Eddie over the last 10 years because the alcohol addiction got so bad. He went through the cancer bout.
Being sick, yeah.
He went through a period where he looked like a bag lady. He looked awful. His teeth were falling out. And it was like, and he even did you remember the thing he did? He showed up at NAMM a few years ago when they did a line of his guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just completely loaded. And he sounded awful. And I remember watching that going, it's over for Eddie Van Halen. I really thought it was.
Yeah.
And then for them, then nothing for years. And then all of a sudden, here's this record. I mean, it's one of those things where it came out. There were so many times on this album where I hear him play certain things and it just brings a smile to my face.
Right.
And I'm like, that's the king.
Right.
That is the fucking king. You know, Van Halen is not even my favorite band, but you have got to bow down at how amazing of a guitar player this guy is.
For sure. He's Eddie fucking Van Halen.
Yeah. I mean, bow down to the king.
I didn't even force that swear word.
No, it came from here, right?
Came from the heart.
Yeah. Don't grab your crotch like that. But
came from my fucking crotch and my heart.
Yeah. So, all right. So enough
Eddie
of that.
Eddie Van Halen, baby.
We're on the way out. We're going to play Van Halen, but check
out. Check this out.
What?
Next week,
yeah,
we're going to do something we've been promising for a long, long time. It only took us over a year, but we're finally going to do a Camaro's Cutout band.
Oh, yeah, Camaro's Cutout band is finally going to premiere next week.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
I can't wait.
Long time coming.
It's going to be a good one.
Come to the Facebook page, facebook.com/DecibelGeek. Go to Twitter at DecibelGeekPod. Aaron, what's the website address?
It's www.decibelgeek.com.
All right, Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, as we close out 2012 and welcome in 2013 with all kinds of great stuff coming yours and our way. Hard rock and heavy metal brothers and sisters to the very end. What are we closing out the show with tonight?
Well, everyone have a good week and always stay frosty.
I journeyed to the north, yeah, what the preacher said. He said, your arms toward the box with God, learn these words instead. Gold tooth reflecting, my advice is free. There's a trick to Christian values and it's compulsory. Stay frosty, that's what the preacher man said.
Stay frosty.
His words still bragging in my head. Can't control your future, can't control your friends in a world without end.
Stay frosty.
Hey, yeah.
Stay frosty now.
South Egypt rabbi appeared to me. Voice heavy with the sands of time, he made me see. Same as Kabbalah day, but few it's free. God guides us on our journey, but careful with those feet.
Stay frosty.
In a world without end.
Stay frosty.
Like that ancient immortal said, don't want him to get you goat, don't show him where it's hit. And that's just what I did.
Stay frosty.
Woo! Look out!
Stay frosty now.
Use my hand, I won't look.
esoteric Buddhist monk threw me a rope. Looked me in the eye and said, don't make me say this twice. You want to be a monk, you gotta cook a lot of rice.
Stay frosty.
In a world without end.
Stay frosty.
Work hard at this, my friend. Look beyond that kung fu fighting. God is love, but get it in right.
Stay frosty.
California coast, where the folks who know about frostiness stay frostiest the most. And my brand new landlord proposed me a toast. My West Coast toast.
Stay frosty.
Chanted like a mantra.
Stay frosty.
And there's nothing you can't handle. Far and wide, far as you ramble. Trust in Allah, but tie up your camel.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.